Streaming on WRJN, sponsored by the UW Organ and Tissue Donation Center. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Airlines are getting ready for the holiday horde of travelers that's already taking over airports. CBS News New York's Derek Waller talked to officials at Newark International about getting people to their destinations and back again.
What's the busiest day this week?
The busiest day will be Sunday, for sure.
That's John Wiegand, United's Operations Managing Director at Newark Airport, where more people than ever are flying the friendly skies.
Yeah, Derek, we're up almost 8, 9, 10%.
The TSA says close to 3 million people will fly on Tuesday and Wednesday, but next Sunday could crack 3 million, an all-time record. The holidays are also a time of need for many, and the Salvation Army is hoping people will focus on the giving part of Thanksgiving. CBS News Philadelphia's Aziza Schuller.
It may be getting cold outside, but warm giving hearts are what make the season bright, as well as holiday horns and Eagles drumline and our cheerful old friend Ben Franklin to kick off the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign.
Across the country in Los Angeles, there's a hearing in the afternoon for the Menendez brothers. Lawyers want the court to review alleged new evidence that could lead to new sentences and even maybe their release. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
If the Menendez brothers are resentenced to lesser crimes that would eliminate the life sentence without parole of the original sentence, it would still need to be approved by the state parole board and the governor of California. Meanwhile, there is a possibility that the governor will simply grant them clemency, which would make other court appearances unnecessary. It does seem as if the governor and the outgoing DA have no objection at all to early release.
A DHL cargo plane flying from Germany to Lithuania has crashed. It happened near the airport of the capital, killing at least one person. A house also caught fire during the crash. The Boeing 737 was 31 years old, which is considered by experts to be an older airframe. It's been another violent weekend in the Mideast. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
In one of the heaviest daily barrages at northern and central Israel, Hezbollah fired 250 rockets at Israel, injuring several Israelis and causing property damage. The Israeli army called on civilians near 10 buildings in Beirut's southern suburbs to evacuate immediately ahead of Israeli airstrikes. The heavy fire came amid reports that progress is being made on a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah.
Hyundai and Kia are recalling more than 208,000 electric vehicles because they might lose drive power. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new salted caramel frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge salted caramel frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's salted caramel frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
Let's face it, winter can be a hard season. It's cold pretty much all the time. Blizzard. You have to shovel. Another blizzard. You slip on ice. But you know what makes winter suck a little less? Getting a free phone. Join Cricket Nation and get a free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G. Ooh, ouch. Welcome to enjoying more. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must open a new line on the $60 unlimited plan. First month service charge and tax to its sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
There are now vending machines that do not dispense sodas or candy. It enables donations. WTOP's Luke Lukert.
It's called a giving machine, and the ones at Tyson's Corner Center will have options to help out seven different nonprofits. You can swipe your card and press a button to donate $25 for hygiene sanitation kits for React DC, or press one to donate $50 for medical textbooks for the Young Doctors Project. Three giving machines are set up around the mall, both at the entrance to the AMC Theater and the food court. They'll be there until January 2nd. The giving machines are operated by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Since 2017, they've raised $32 million worldwide.
Sugar Foods is recalling its 3.5-ounce bags of fresh gourmet tortilla strips Santa Fe style over potential wheat contamination. It's because packs of the strips sent out may have actually been fried onions instead of tortilla chips. Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Chance of rain tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Some showers on your Monday, highs near 51. Cloudy and windy Monday night with a low of 25. For Tuesday, sunshine, highs near 37. Highs near 41 with some rain and snow showers on your Wednesday. It's 48 at our studios.
Oh. Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you. something's wrong. There's something here doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. Seeing you or seeing anything as much as I do you, I take for granted.
With his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty, and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. Tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. Mm-hmm. And
each town looks the same to me. The movies and the factories and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again. I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me. We'll be right back.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
Should be glad with a love like that.
You know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You got a thing about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you ever know near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
Sports That Matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report started at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Now, honey, that's quite a different song.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. In the mood for gift giving? A survey finds many are feeling a little bah humbug.
A nationally representative survey from Wallet Hub shows many consumers are planning on cutting back on holiday spending.
Santa's going to be the Grinch. 68% of people expect Santa to be less generous because of rising prices.
Wallet Hub's Chip Lupo.
31% of those said that they're going to spend less on gifts this year compared to last. It's also affecting charitable giving. 72% inflation has influence their donations.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
AAA expects about 80